13. Virtual friends and foes. I was not the most popular girl in my classes. I wasn't in class at all, of course, except as a face in a cube. As the time delay grew longer, it became impossible for me to respond in real time to what was going on. So if I had questions to ask, I had to time it so I was asking them at the beginning of class the next day. That's a prescription for making yourself a tiresome, know-it-all bitch. I had all day to think about the questions and look stuff up. So I was always thoughtful and relevant and a tiresome, know-it-all bitch. Of course, it didn't help at all that I was younger than most and a brave pioneer headed for another planet. The novelty of that wore off real fast. Card wasn't having any such problems, but he already knew most of his classmates, some of them since grade school, and was more social anyhow. I've usually been the youngest in class, and the brain. I'm also a little behind my classmates socially, or a lot behind. I had male friends, but didn't date much. Still a virgin, technically, and when I'm around couples who obviously aren't, I feel like I'm wearing a sign proclaiming that fact. That raised an interesting possibility. I never could see myself still a virgin 5 years from now. I might wind up being the first girl to lose her virginity on Mars, or on any other planet at all. Maybe someday they'd put up a plaque, in this storage room on such and such a date. But with whom? I couldn't imagine Yuri tearing himself away from the keyboard long enough to get involved. Oscar and Murray seemed like such kids, though once they're college age, that may be different. There would be plenty of older men on Mars, who I'm sure would be glad to overlook my personality defects and lack of prominent secondary sexual characteristics. But thinking of an older man that way made me cringe. Well, the next two ships would also be made up of families. Maybe I'd meet some nice Aussie or a guy from Japan or China. We could settle down on Mars and raise a bunch of weird children who ate calcium like candy and grew to be 8 feet tall. Well, maybe not for a few generations. Nobody talked about it much, but the idea of putting a breeding population of young men and women on Mars gave this project some of its urgency. After Kolkata and Gehenna, any nightmare was possible. The mind veers away from it, but how much more sophisticated would the warriors have to be to make the whole world into Gehenna? How much crazier would they have to be to want it? We got into that once on the climber, Dad doubting that it would be physically possible, at least for a long time, and also doubting that the most fanatical terrorist would be that crazy, to hate not just his enemies, but all of humanity that much. Mother nodded, but she had her bland, patient look. I could argue, but won't. Card was kind of bored, familiar as he was with playing doomsday scenarios. Sometimes I think that nothing is really real to him, so why should doomsday be any different? Time started passing really fast once we were settled into school, and most of our parents into their various research projects. It was more comfortable than you would expect, with all of us crammed into a space the size of a poverty-level tenement, but the kids and parents seemed to be giving each other more respect, more space. Even the little kids calmed down. Mary Jefferson taught all 4 grades at once, in a partitioned-off part of B Galley, and when they weren't in school or exercising, they played down in the 0G room, pretty far from anyone's work area, and usually respected the no-screaming rule. The idea of spaceship Earth is such an old cliché that Granddad makes a face at it. But being constantly aware that we were isolated, surrounded by space, did seem to make us more considerate of one another. So if Earth is just a bigger ship, why couldn't they learn to be as virtuous as we are? Maybe they don't choose their crew carefully enough. Roberta was having more trouble than I was, making the transition from high school to college. For one thing, she's very social, and used to studying together with other girls and boys. That wasn't really possible here, with us all going to different schools. Besides, she'd tested into advanced math and chemistry, while I was starting with calculus for dummies and general physical science. We both had English lit and philosophy, but of course with different textbooks. Mother sometimes worried about my tendency to be a loner. But it turns out to be an advantage, studying when your classmates are millions of miles away. I did coordinate my study hours with Roberta, so we were both doing lit and philosophy homework at the same time, and she helped me over some humps in the math course. We also had exercise and meal hours together most of the time, along with Elspeth. It was not much like anybody's picture of college life. No wicked fraternity parties, no experimenting with drugs and sex and finding out how much beer you can hold before overflowing. Maybe this whole Mars thing was a ruse my parents made up to keep me off campus. My education was going to be so incomplete. That was actually a part of college I hadn't been looking forward to. Not growing up too fast, as Mother repeatedly said, but looking foolish because I didn't know how to act when confronted with temptation. When do you politely decline, and when should you be indignant? And when should you say yes?